Experts are saying the drought could actually be good news when it comes to fall color. According to Dr. Kathy Matthews, a biology professor at Western Carolina University, the persistent dry conditions have the plants working overtime. She says the trees are actually producing more pigments as a backup mechanism so they can harvest more sunlight and make more sugars for themselves. It's a stress response, she says. Another ingredient for a burst of fall color is a sudden cool down, with temperatures dropping close to freezing. There is a downside, though. Dr. Matthews says areas of the mountains that got heavy rainfall last spring may see muted colors. Either way, tourism officials say the fall color is good news for the industry. Patty Jensen with the Mitchell County Chamber of Commerce says they've got their fingers crossed.
Well, we really do depend on a strong leaf season here in Mitchell County for our tourism businesses and our small businesses as well. So we'll be crossing our fingers that the speculation is correct, that this is going to be a great leaf season in our area.
Patty Jensen with the Mitchell County Chamber of Commerce. And Ashley Grindstaff with the Yancey Burnsville Chamber of Commerce says a good leaf season will extend their visitors' season well into the fall.
This will increase our visitor season well into the fall and will bring many visitors to Burnsville to shop in our stores and eat in our restaurants.
Ashley Grindstaff with the Yancey Burnsville Chamber of Commerce. The colors are expected to be at their peak during the middle of October, but if Mother Nature is really shining, the season could stretch to early November, and that could mean more income for area businesses. From the News Center, I'm Steve Murphy.